can't believe it's already so far into 2025 we have not had a fresh Jelly Roll story.
I know.
Thankfully, Jelly Roll did us all a favor and got a donkey for Christmas.
He did. So they already added three miniature cows to their little farm that they bought, which is just too much and too adorable. But Jelly said he was feeling left out because everyone had got an animal but him. Apparently, the mini cows were for everybody else. So Bunny got Jelly his very own little donkey.
Oh my God, he's standing up. What's up, donkey?
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
Hi, baby. Hey, donkey.
Look at him strutting.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm worried. He's a wild donkey.
He's a cute little small donkey, too. And his face, Jelly Roll, looks like he's 5 years old.
He sounds like he's 5 years old.
Yes, it's so
a
cute.
A donkey!
I know.
If you believe, I lived in the bottom drawer of a dresser for 5 years. But I always believed I'd have a donkey someday, and now I got a donkey for Christmas.
I love it.
You can get a donkey, too.
We posted the video on our socials. It's so cute.
I love his life. 833-287-1037. Let's get you to see Kane Brown when he comes to Pechanga Arena. You're going to be there win or lose, just taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. If you're able to beat Tammy, we'll get you $100 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
There's really no other way to put this, but L.A. is burning right now in fires that people have said they've never seen so strong.
Thousands fleeing, 30,000 people evacuated as the fires burn out of control in L.A. And it's only going to get worse today because the winds are going to get stronger. They had some 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts. They weren't able to fight the fires with helicopters and planes because of the wind and the smoke. And first and foremost, thank you to all the firefighters who are working so hard to try to contain this. And the next few hours are going to be very telling.
Pacific Palisades specifically is burning to the ground. I was shocked when I heard this. I'm like, that can't be correct, but it is. The fire grew from 10 acres to over 2,900 acres in like an hour. It's going so fast and so strong and so intense, and people are barely able to get out in time.
A lot of people left their cars in the roadways, and then the fire department tweeted out, please leave your keys in the car if you have to leave your car so that we're able to move it, which makes sense. It's just, it's a very scary situation. And we're dealing with a red flag warning here, too. And again, you need to be prepared in case the power gets shut off here. Julian school districts, Mountain Empire school districts are off today because of the wind.
How are things in Crest yesterday, Tammy?
It wasn't bad. Last night, there was a couple of times I heard some things move around on the deck. Otherwise, it was pretty mellow when I left this morning.
Man, it's just so weird because I just feel like I'm in a different world living in Carlsbad. It's windy, don't get me wrong, but I mean, it's just windy. It's it's not even an inconvenience. It's just a topic of conversation. Yeah. Boy, it's windy today.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what's happening in LA. I'm so sorry for those who are affected. I mean, who cares? I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, the rich get richer, they're going to lose their... Who cares? There's still people's homes,
well,
for God's sake.
And a lot of people don't have insurance because a lot of them were dropped 4 months ago from their insurance companies for fire protection, and that kind of left them in a lurch. Also, at one point, this fire was growing 5 football fields a minute. A minute.
That's 500 yards a minute.
That's crazy. I know. But anyway, we're thinking about everybody out in LA and keeping our eyes on the situation.
And as Tammy mentioned, how can we even thank firefighters at this point? You're a different breed. Thank you for what you do, and that's times a million. Our phone number is 833-287-1037 as we shift gears and get you some Kane Brown tickets for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Who knows? You might even win $100, but either way, you're going to see Kane Brown. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Update, John. Update. On our potential son that we never knew we had,
okay,
who messaged us on Facebook Messenger.
What was this son's name that we never had?
Tecunzwa.
Tecunzwa. You think we remember consummating and then having a child and naming him or her, I guess, Tecumseh.
Tecunzwa.
Tecunzwa.
See, you can't even remember his name. No wonder he's lost.
Deadbeat dad.
Anyway, I sent a message back after he said, I'm your child. I said, oh my goodness, we never knew. He just responded, yes. Oh, shame. I'm lost. Sorry. What does that mean?
Oh, man. That can mean so many things. He could be wandering right now the streets of who knows where. Or maybe he means he's lost, like, inner lost. Like, I'm a lost soul.
Or
a lost human being.
Or he was like, I didn't mean for that message to go to you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay, get back to him.
Okay.
Dear Akunzwa, if that is your real
you
name.
You have to say his name
what
right.
What is it again?
He's not going to be your child if you can't even say his name. Takudzwa.
My dear son, Takudzwa. Perhaps we can help find you. Huh? Huh? Because he's lost? That's when he starts asking for money, and that's when we get
help.
Him. Because guess what, folks? It's not really our son. No. It's a scam. But now I'm worried about Takudzwa.
Oh,
because what if he really is lost? Being lost is a horrible feeling.
It is.
I told you how I thought I helped that poor woman at CVS over the holiday when she was looking for her lost kid. Did I tell you this story?
I don't know.
Oh, because there's nothing worse. There's only one thing worse than actually being lost is having your kid get lost
sure.
and you're freaking the you-know-what out.
Yes,
and this woman was freaking the you-know-what out in a, like Christmas Eve rush at CVS. It was a madhouse. And all of a sudden, I forgot the kid's name. Let's just say his name was Ian. And I hear her say, just screaming, Ian. And all of a sudden, from like way back in the corner of the store, here I am. So we directed her to where Ian was. This is a horrible feeling. So Takutwa, find me.
I'm in the CVS.
I can't wait to see what he says next. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSOM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Steve is in Santee. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing real well, pal. Thanks for asking. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, go get a cup of coffee.
All right, good luck.
Do you actually get coffee when you're out there?
I didn't
what do you
have
do?
Any this morning. So
what do you
to...
do when you're out there?
I don't know, meander.
Steve, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
You got it.
Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing their minds. One woman said, quote, has my entire life been a lie? In what movie was Jennifer's character taught the bend and snap?
I have no idea.
Johnny Depp is warning fans that scammers are impersonating him online. What Johnny Depp movie has him playing a young man with scissors for hands?
Edward Scissorhands.
There have been reports that Garth Brooks' classic album, No Fences, recently popped up on Spotify. Has this record sold more or less than 20 million copies in the U.S.?
I want to say more.
Bill Murray kicked off a U.S. tour in Chicago over the weekend, covering songs from Bob Dylan, The Kinks, and more. He's not much of a singer, but his fans probably don't care. In Ghostbusters, did he play Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, or Egon Spengler?
Egon Spengler.
And finally, Eric Stone Street says his Modern Family co-stars are so close he's going to grow old with them. Who does Eric play on Modern Family?
Phil.
Let's get Tam back in. Steve, where are you off to today?
Off to work. We build steel structures.
Oh, okay. Steel structure Steve from Santee. A lot of S's there.
Nice.
Did one out of five.
Okay.
Tammy, Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing it. Have you seen that video?
Yes.
It's like, where did that voice come from? Apparently, the one she's been using has been kind of a fake the mm-hmm. entire time. One woman said, quote, has my entire life been a lie? In what movie was Jennifer's character taught the bend and snap?
That is the Reese Witherspoon. Oh, my God. She's got the pink thing. She's going to college. She's going to be...
Wow.
I know.
It's like Reese Witherspoon's most famous movie ever.
I know. It's with her little dog, and he's saying I can't get into Harvard. What the heck is the name
wow.
of it?
Well, I don't know, but you got 3 seconds to guess it.
What is wrong
with it? It's an unknown movie called Legally Blonde.
Okay, shut up. You know I know it. I couldn't pull the title.
Well, Steve didn't know it either.
Stop.
So it's...
I didn't know it either.
We're still deadlocked at zeros. Johnny Depp is warning fans that scammers are impersonating him online. What Johnny Depp movie has him playing a young man with scissors for hands?
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Don't stop. I had a...
Okay, all right. Good God.
Well, you always go to me, it exists. I know it does.
All right. Steve, keep in mind, I'm not saying a word.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's one-to-one. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, okay. Apparently not.
Okay.
I'm not that well today, I guess.
There have been reports that Garth Brooks' classic album No Fence has recently popped up again on Spotify. Has this record sold more or less than 20 million copies in America?
I'm going to say more.
It sold less. It's only sold 18 million.
Jeez.
Garth is still doing okay, and
yeah.
You both got that wrong, so still 1-1. Bill Murray kicked off a U.S. tour in Chicago over the weekend, covering songs from Bob Dylan and the Kinks, and he's not much of a singer, but his fans probably don't care. In Ghostbusters, did he play Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, or Egon Spengler?
Ray. No, it's Peter.
Peter Venkman. Steve went with Egon, so it's still, look at this, 1-1. And finally, Eric Stone Street says his Modern Family co-stars are so close, he's going to grow old with them. Who does Eric play on Modern Family?
Cam.
He's Cam. That is right. And Steve did not know. 2-1 is the final score today. Not much of a barn burner, but still Tammy wins. So, Steve, you're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you, pal.
You are going to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
And Tammy's going to get a DVD copy of Legally Blonde so she can catch up.
Thanks.
I hate it when that happens. It's scary.
It's scary.
When your brain just locks out like that, it's scary, John.
Scary might be a bit of an overstatement, but okay, I'm not going to tell you how you feel. Steve, today...
I'm Steven Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I don't know what I'm more surprised by, that nearly half of Americans carry backup underwear with them, or that 70% of those people who do carry spare underwear have used their spare underwear.
I just made you say underwear.
Thank you, Bare Naked Ladies.
I love that song.
Does that surprise you? I mean, I'm shocked by this.
You know, here's the thing. I was just helping my daughter pack some things, and one of the products she had was in a little plastic sealed bag, and it said pocket underpants is what it was called. So you could put the little thing in your back pocket, or you could slip it in a purse in case.
Wait a second. She has a bag labeled pocket underpants,
yeah,
in which to carry spare underwear?
She purchased, it was a gift she got that has underwear in it, right? A little pair of underwear. You can buy them.
So your daughter is one of the Americans that carries spare underwear
with guess.
Her.
I guess she is. I'd never seen it before.
Nearly half of us do it? That means that somebody in this building, in this room maybe,
sure,
carries spare underwear. Do you?
I do not.
Producer Jessica, you're the hip youngster of the group here. Do you... do you carry spare underpants?
I do not. But I will tell you, I am going to now.
I
don't know why I never have before. Because we have a kit here that we call the OS kit.
Uh-huh.
Just in case for variety of things.
Hang on, producer
what?
Jessica.
We have a kit called the OS...
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is that kit?
You've used it many times. That's what has all the Tylenol,
the
lotion, the
stain remover.
That's called the OS... kit?
Yeah.
I had no idea. The OS kit. Well, good to know. Yeah. Reasons that people carry spare underwear, obviously there's one reason, but others, they plan to change clothes during the day, like after going to the gym.
Sure.
They are clumsy. They might spill something on themselves. I don't know how it gets...
Well, if it soaks into your pants, honey.
Okay. Yeah. I never knew this was a thing. Thankfully, fingers crossed, I should probably knock wood when I say this, I've never had a reason to use spare underpants, but you never know until you need it.
Well, listen, it isn't always a biological emergency, like we're saying. If you sit in something or you spill something.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It seems obvious.
Once you say it,
once you say it, like, I mean, it seems pretty simple to just go ahead and throw a pair of spare drawers in your bag.
It doesn't take up a lot of room, especially girls' underpants. I mean, it's very small space.
Now, remember, you're talking to a guy, I shared this story last month when I was a horrible, horrible feeling in the San Diego airport restroom when I found myself completely toilet paperless. That wasn't a square of TP in the entire restroom. And I got a great text from a listener that said, why don't you just carry those disposable wipes in your backpack? I'm like, oh my God, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, you never know you need it until you do need it, and thank God you have it. So if you're putting together what Jessica calls an OS kit,
What else needs to be in there?
I never knew that's what it meant until just this second. What else do you need to put in there? It's kind of insurance. Well, no, it's not kind of. It's insurance for you. Spare underpants, they're in there. Man wipes, they're in there. What else? 833-287-1037. We're putting together an emergency kit, an OS kit, as Tammy and Jessica call it. What are you going to throw in there as well? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Unbeknownst to us, until today, more than 50% of Americans carry a spare pair of underpants with them.
It makes sense. They're small. You can tuck them in anywhere.
I also just found out that producer Jessica, in her office, has a kit full of antacid, a lotion, hand sanitizer, Tylenol, that she calls the OS kit, blank kit. I'm learning all these things. What are you putting in your personal OS kit, Ashley?
So I'm one of those people that have always had one. One of the things I carry extra underwear for is if you get spilled on. I have kids, and if you get spilled on, sitting in wet underwear is not fun.
It is not. So,
all right.
I keep nail clippers, hair ties, baby powder. I keep butt wipes. And Tums and like Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Look perfect. At you. You are always prepared. You're the perfect friend to have along on a trip. That's for sure.
Thanks, Ashley. Kyle in Lakeside, what's in your personal emergency kit?
You got to have duct tape and 550 cord because you can fix anything with those two things.
What's 550 cord? I should know this.
It's like a military cord that's high strength.
Oh, I know.
Duh, Tammy. Of course. Come
you
on.
Didn't know what it was. You
shut up. I don't know a 550 from a 549 cord. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea what he's talking
that's
about.
That's awesome. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, pal.
Paul and Ramona, what's in your personal emergency kit?
About a first aid kit and maybe a bottle of bourbon, because let's face it, if you're digging into the OS kit, you might need the bottle of bourbon.
It's good thinking.
Thanks, Paul.
Shannon in Oceanside, what's in your personal emergency kit, the OS kit?
I call it a go bag, but personally I have like medication in there. I do have extra underwear, extra clothes for me and Austin. We live in fire country. His sister had to evacuate from L.A. last night. You should always have a go bag.
Yeah, that's totally true.
I feel like I'm woefully unprepared for life. In my backpack right now, I got a bottle of hot sauce. That's going to help, right?
You need emergency.
Man, cleaning. I need my tongue to burn right now.
Sergio in Chula Vista, what's in your personal emergency bag? Oh, the OS bag.
You know what? I always try to carry a small can of Lysol. I kind of picked up on some things from COVID, and one of the things that is my biggest fears is public toilets.
Yeah.
But you gotta go, man. So, you know, if you're at an airport and, you know, you're in a sticky situation, you know, the kind of Lysol would do you just that, you know, that reassurance that you're going to be fine.
If there's ever been a room more in need of a Lysol factory, it's an airport restroom.
Yeah. Thanks, Sergio. Wow, all these new things to think about. But you know what, John? I kind of like the fact that you have hot sauce because you'll never be bored with what you eat. Although, you know, you don't put it on a muffin, I guess.
But I should probably have more important things in my OS kit than a bottle of Frank's. I mean, come on, man.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
So I want to share this story real quickly. My husband came home the other day with an unusual thing around his neck. It was like a big thing of beads. And I'm like, what is that? And he was out supporting a local little business that I knew nothing about, and I wanted him to share this story with you guys.
I was in the neighborhood looking for this particular lemon that I use for limoncello, for making the limoncello, and right across the street from the tree were a couple of young ladies flagging me down, had a little stand of some sort.
About how old?
You know, maybe 10.
Okay, cute. Adorable little girls, 10 years old. They got a stand.
Waving me down. Okay. So I pulled over. I was right there anyway. And I went over there and they were selling lanyards that they had made.
So they kind of look like a bead necklace, but they made them lanyards. What did you pay for your lovely green beaded lanyard?
$2 plus a tip.
Oh, so cute. And they even wrote you a little receipt.
They did. Yep. Little entrepreneurs. I was going to support the local businesses for sure.
It was so cute. I think you're so sweet.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll share the picture on our social media because it's so cute. Because
let me see the picture.
When they sent the receipt, he was customer number 8. They even put his name on it. That he check mark that he purchased a lanyard, and the purchase price was $2.
Oh, that's actually kind of pretty.
it's cute, and it happened to exactly match the clothes he was wearing.
It's matching it very perfectly. Kurt's always accessorizing in a great way. I'm more concerned the fact he's walking the streets stealing lemons from people.
Okay, he's not stealing lemons. The lemons he uses for his limoncello, he has permission from the owner, They're just not ready yet for him to pick. But
did I ever tell you about the time that I have a lemon tree outside my house, and I was in my house, and I looked out there, and there's this old man just stealing lemons from my tree. So I'm like, excuse me. I don't mind if you come and knock on the door and say, can I have some of these spare lemons? But you're kind of like, no, you're not kind of. You're trespassing on my property. I don't know. I'm a renter, but you know.
Yeah.
He owned the house. It's his house.
Oh, well.
My landlord's father is who it was. And he's like, well, I built this. I'm like, oh.
Sorry.
I planted this trim. Oh. Feel free, sir. Can I help you?
Yes.
Can I help you pick them?
Yes. Can I get you a bag?
That is really an adorable story, love the fact. I always try if I see a kid with a lemonade stand, or when I take Roger the puppy out for a walk around the village. There's little girls that have their little homemade bracelets that they sell, and if I have cash, I love the fact that they hand wrote a receipt.
I know.
Customer number 8. So they cleaned up $2 a necklace. So they're already 16. Looking at. Let me do the math, Tammy. Yeah, I know you say 16, but I want to check and make sure you're... Yeah, it's $16 so far.
When we first moved up to our house in Crest, our neighbor Amber, she has got 4 little boys, and they were so small. And I remember them coming to the house the first time, asking us if we wanted to buy rocks.
Oh.
They had found little rocks in the neighborhood that they thought were so pretty.
Did you buy them?
And I did buy some, but then they kept coming back. And I'm like, okay, boys, I already have enough rocks now. We have to move on
They're probably walking. I can't believe she bought the rocks.
I know.
What else can we sell her? Hey, you want to buy these hangers?
Those boys were so cute, I would have bought anything from them.
833-287-1037. You don't have to buy Kane Brown tickets. You can win them right now by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You might even win $100. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Call now. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSOM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Jared in Oceanside. Hey, Jared.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, do me a favor, pal. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please get out?
You bet. Good luck.
Jared, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Jared, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Blue Ivy Carter had a birthday yesterday. Name either one of her parents.
Beyonce.
Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. They met on the set of which Spider-Man movie? Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man No Way Home, or Spider-Man Far From Home?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Lady Gaga just became the 3rd artist to have number 1 hits in 3 decades. What is the movie called that she starred in with Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
Dax Shepard's wife called out Dax for watching the Detroit Lions versus Minnesota Vikings game during the Golden Globes, in which she was a nominee. Who is Dax's wife?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, Jeremy Renner turned 54 this week. He's Hawkeye on the Avengers and also plays Mike McCluskey, who is a mediator between the street gangs, prisoners, guards, and cops on what show on Paramount Plus?
Well, I also don't know that one.
Okay, sorry. Let's get Tam back in. Jared, what's happening with you today, pal? Give me something good.
Just finished an early morning workout and get ready for a day at work.
Sure, okay. What was today, back day, legs day? What are we working on today?
Today was kind of an all-body hit.
All-body hit, Tam.
Okay.
All-body hit.
Sorry, I just was thinking about just getting back in the gym this week and how sore I am today. Oh.
That's funny. I'm thinking about Jersey Mike's number 13.
Is that Italian?
Yeah, it is, man. You know it. Tammy, Jared did 3 out of 5. Blue Ivy Carter had a birthday yesterday. Name either of her parents.
Beyonce.
is right. Jay-Z's the other one-to-one. Jared knew that. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. They met on the set of which Spider-Man movie? Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man No Way Home, or Spider-Man Far From Home?
No Way Home?
No, it was the first of his time as Spider-Man, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Jared knew that. So it's 2-1, Jared. Lady Gaga became just the third artist to have number one hits in 3 decades. What is the movie called that she starred in with Bradley Cooper?
That is A Star is Born.
That is right. 3-2, Jared knew that. Timmy, Dax Shepard's wife called out Dax for watching the Detroit Lions versus Minnesota Vikings game during the Golden Globes, in which she was a nominee.
Yes.
Who is his wife?
She is, God, I see her face too. I'm having one of those days today where I'm completely getting these mind melds. She is Kristen Bell.
That's right. Jared didn't know. 3-3 is the score now. And finally, Jeremy Renner turned 54 this week. He's Hawkeye in the Avengers. He's also Mike McCluskey, who is a mediator between the street gangs, prisoners, guards, and cops on what show on Paramount Plus?
Mayor of Kingstown.
It's so good. Jared didn't know. Final score today, 4-3. Tammy, Jared, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we have a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Kane Brown. He's going to be at Pachanga Arena on March 13th.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Jared, enjoy your day, pal. We appreciate you listening. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Jared in Oceanside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica's mom, June, a frequent guest on our show because she's a character, and we love characters. June, how much character does this take? What are you and your husband attempting to do this weekend?
Well, we're going to come sit in San Diego and see if they let us on to a 17-day cruise to Hawaii.
Okay, so, I mean, I hear 17-day cruise to Hawaii. I think that's lovely. I think it's amazing you and your husband are going to go away for a while. But what do you mean, see if they let us on?
We're on standby.
Oh.
I've never heard of waiting standby for an over 2-week cruise.
So talk me through this. You and your husband are going to pack up
and 17. My mother.
And your mother. Good sweet Lord. Okay, well, even more involved then. You, your mother, and your husband are going to pack up for 17 days worth of travel on a very long trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take a long car trip from Tehachapi, California, which is how long? 3-4 hours away?
Oh, four.
4-hour drive here. You're going to sit around the harbor loitering until someone sees you and go, hey, you guys want to take a cruise? Then do you know if you're going on this cruise?
Well, kind of, sort of. They might call us the day before.
Okay, so, but still, that sounds like a lot to get prepared for, only to possibly not get that phone call. Have you done this before, and is it successful?
No, I haven't done it before.
Okay, so is there any benefit to traveling this way on standby?
I'm going
to
imagine saving money.
Money, and also they'll take solo room people. Because you know how cruises, you usually have to pay two for a room?
Yes, yes.
Well, my mother, this way, is in for one person in a room.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't shack up with your mom and your husband in the same cabin.
No, that would be weird.
Not be weird, it'd be so cramped, you wouldn't be able to do it. So there is a chance that you and your husband and your mother will be wearing Lay's and drinking pina coladas, taking a 17-day cruise to Hawaii, which sounds glorious. Or there's a chance that you're just going back to Tehachapi, California.
And unpack everything.
That's the bad part.
Well, it's kind of exciting in a way. It's a gamble.
Yeah, but what happens if they don't get in? What does Grandma say? I mean, who does she blame?
She totally blames the husband. We know that.
Okay, I didn't think about that part, Cam.
No, come on. Or are you going to be the daughter that always continues to let her down? I should have known, June. I should have known when you planned this. This reminds me of years ago when the late, great Prince, who was one of my favorite artists in the history of music, was playing at the Hard Rock. Remember? He was playing shows downtown. And we were giving tickets away on our sister station, and there was a pair of tickets that weren't claimed. And when that happens here, if by 5 o'clock on the day of the event, it's Not, they're not claimed. They're open to anybody that's still here. And I called our promotion director at the time. His name was Ciro. Calm down, Tammy, because June Ciro was smoking hot.
Yeah,
still
I'm kind of over Ciro.
Oh.
He's wow. all married and everything now.
Oh, he's got a baby.
Okay. All right. Yesterday's news, I guess, is what Ciro means in Spanish. Anyway, what the point is, I called Ciro, and he's like, yeah, the tickets are here. If they're here at 5, they're yours. Well, I lived in Rancho Bernardo, so I had it was rush hour on Friday, mm-hmm. so I figured, well, I'm going to leave around 4:15. That way I got a 45-minute drive, boom, get those tickets, boom, go right downtown, see the show. Get dressed up, get ready to go. I am driving from Rancho Bernardo. I'm on the 15. I'm about to get off. At the time, we worked in Friars Road. Ooh. I get off at Friars Road. My phone rings at Ciro. They just picked the tickets up. It was 1:01. I had to go home. I had to deal with traffic on the way back, take my nice Prince concert going clothes off, put my sad guy sweats on. And so there's a chance that might happen to you, June. Are you ready to take that chance?
Thanks, John. I was sitting here excited and the expectation. Now I'm already depressed like I didn't get it.
Well, there you go. Is it my sweats that got you depressed? Because they sure as hell got me depressed.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying you have to know that's the chance you're going to take, June.
Well, maybe I'll just drive somewhere else.
Jessica's house is
I'll
open.
Go to Vegas.
Oh, my God. Jessica's house
is open and ready for visitors. I'm sure Grandma would love to see Walt.
That's a hard no.
Would you please give us an update on Monday morning? I guess we'll know. We'll either be talking to you in Tehachikakapi or
Hawaii.
You're going to be on a boat.
Yeah. I'm going to be on a boat.
Good luck, June. Let us know.
All right. Will do. Talk to you later.
God, she sounds exactly like her daughter. You and your mother sound exactly alike.
That's so crazy.
Jessica.
So crazy.
I bet she gets it.
I hope so.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. We've been giving away Kane Brown tickets all this week during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy, let's practice with some Kane Brown trivia.
Oh, I don't know a lot about Kane Brown. I'm not going to do well, I don't think. Positive attitude, Tammy. Okay.
Tammy, how many children does Kane Brown have?
3.
So far, so good. Tammy, what is the name of Kane Brown's wife?
The name? What is her name? Caitlin.
Caitlin is right. I don't know much. Tammy, mm-hmm. what American Idol finalist did Kane Brown sing in his church choir with?
Lauren Alena?
Yes. You are so ready for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Woo!
Okay, one more. Of the following, what reality singing shows did Kane Brown audition for and get rejected?
Okay.
American Idol or The X Factor USA?
I'm going to say X Factor USA.
He did make the cut on X Factor USA, but he walked when producers wanted to include him in a boy band. Said, I am not doing that. And
yeah, sure.
That way he said, I'm going to go online, post his cover versions of popular songs online, got discovered, and the rest is Kane Brown Street. That's every morning, 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Maybe even $100 goes your way when Tammy stumbles. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, you get a hundo on top of it. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.